Let's talk about Apple CEO saying scrolling is bad for your health. And I see Instagram, actually, they're going to put a new feature. Did you see that?
I copy TikTok.
Yeah, they're testing a new feature where it logs you out of Instagram after a certain amount of time so you can take a break. So this is something we talk about, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Very important. We still don't know the long-term side effects of long-term effects of scrolling on your phone and being on your phone. I told you, I actually had developed carpal tunnel syndrome a while back and in my thumb.
You ever get the twitch?
Yeah.
If they go back and watch like some of the original episodes, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, you got to open your eyes, because he would be up all night and we'd do an episode in the morning. Like, I'm like, yo, bro, like, you got to put your phone down.
And then I had developed a twitch in my eye from looking at the phone. So, yeah,
sacrifices.
Definitely.
Sacrifice must be made.
Put yes in chat.
You'll get your eye back. Yeah, come on, stop it.
If me losing my sight is worth you going rich, put yes in chat.
For real. It's twofold. I mean, we all know that, and I've been screaming to you guys, and we were talking to Charlamagne earlier about digital minimalism in that book. That's a great book. Even in some countries, they're starting to push that after work now, the bosses and executives can't email employees. Now, this is twofold for Apple. A, this is a push, an attack at Facebook quietly, because they're in competition because of metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
Then give it maybe 14, 15 months when they roll out these AR glasses that they've been working on for 4 or 5 years. They're going to make sure that the strain on your retinas isn't as heavy as when you're doing it on your phone.
Yeah.
So the solution is going to be better world experience, AR tied into the metaverse as a clean way to get in. Because let's be honest, most people aren't going to buy an Oculus from Facebook. They'll buy glasses from Apple, however. So this is a two-pronged attack, which is really smart. It's based in truth, but there is like a competitive edge they're looking to have. And like we talked about earlier, this is going to help with their push even more so in the health space, for sure.
Yeah, I just pray for Shadi. Because he's always on his phone. We
everybody is. I mean, this is the world that we live in. That's why it's like
I try to detach, man.
It's hard to detach because so much business is being run on a cell phone. And like, you know, I have a computer, but I don't use a computer. My cell phone is my computer. So when you, especially if you run an online business, like
but you haven't opened the computer? You still haven't opened?
Nah,
you got to use the MacBook.
Yo, it's going on a year now, bro. You didn't open the box yet?
Nah, I haven't opened it.
It's way more efficient too.
Which one?
To do everything off the laptop.
Off the laptop?
Yeah.
Than the phone?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
Way less distraction. Like, even if I'll challenge everyone, work 12 hours a day on your laptop and computer versus your phone, I guarantee you your sales will be higher, net worth will be higher. Like, that's why I'm always like, hey, I'm off the grid at this time and people hate it, but I'm like, I can't give you this fire, because you get so many. The average person gets 1,400 notifications per day.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to make money. And who does that benefit? You are a slave to this company. It's part of the reason why I love it. People are like, I hate Apple. I'm like, you won't get off of it.
No.
So if they have all of your data, and same with Google, they have every thought you have, the number one advertising business of all time. And if Apple has every thought that you have, feeling, emotion, high, low, and they can track that, then there's ways they can extract that data and time on
just a matter of time
for their benefit.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time
for years. So,
let's talk a little crypto if we can, real quick. Bitcoin is at 62,000. It did have a almost 6% pullback today, but it's still at 62,000. But there's been a pullback across the board. If you look at Ethereum, is down 6% today. Cardano is down 5%. XRP is down 5%. Solana is down 4%. Dogecoin down 5%, Litecoin's down 9%, Stellar's down 5%. And yeah, we go down the line. So crypto is down pretty heavy today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that are especially new in this space, they panic when these days happen in crypto. So
listen to me, and you won't have to panic as much.
So why should they not panic when these type of pullbacks happen?
I mean, because we're at highs and everything across the board. I think people want us to see just to print 10% higher from the highs.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about it before we came on air, that Michael Burg is like going on his attack against Tesla again and wants to short that. He's only doing it for a short period of time. But when we're at all-time highs, we have to pull back 10 to 15%. It's normal. We'll be fine. And also then expiration in the futures market is 11, 19. So that's coming up. A lot of money's going to come out of the market and then come back in. And also we're going into holiday season. We'll be fine. Like if you got in at a decent price, and especially in homework assignment, off of a 15% pullback, how long does it take for Bitcoin to recover and then make a new high? That will take some of the fear and anxiety. I told you guys last week on the media side, all the money is made in talking about crashes. And mm-hmm. we tested this even with the brother that helps with TikTok. He put up a headline about crashes. It was 10 times higher than any other post. And then I did a post immediately telling people how to get higher gains. It wasn't as effective. But for you, you have to understand that all the money is made. The longer you hold, the more money you'll make. And this isn't even a harsh pullback.
No, this isn't. Because, I mean, they have what we call crypto winters.
Yeah.
And those can hurt your soul. That, like, shout out to our guy Lil. He's like, well, you could really lose your shirt.
Yeah. You could, and then to have an event then what? Is in 24. Like, you guys haven't seen real blood. And then with all the institutions involved, the drops are not as violent as they used to be.
No.
Like, there's a lot more safety. And that's why when everyone's like, well, it's decentralized. I'm like, if all the major banks and hedge funds are in the space, is it really decentralized if you don't know all the players who are there that are now the market makers? And that's why people left a couple of crypto and then went to Solana, and they're trying to find the other coins mm-hmm. that haven't been taken over by the banks and the hedge funds. It's a small pullback. The entire market came sliding down. It'll be fine. And then they're also waiting for more positive news regarding inflation to end. So,
and you know what's so crazy about crypto? Just having this conversation the other day, shout out to DeFerg. And you know, when we said that the top 10% of Americans own 89% of stocks and you know, across Americans, mm-hmm. a lot of people was alarmed by that. And some people were saying, well, that's why we need to invest in crypto.
It's even worse than crypto.
The top 5% of the world owns 93%.
And
of
guess crypto. What? It's not retail traders.
No,
it's not retail investors. At the same time, when companies was railing against this, they were buying it up like crazy. That's why I say, and we said it earlier, no one's obligated to make you rich. Please, like, if we are looking for investments to make our families rich, you don't think the people that are the market makers are looking to do the same thing? So they'll tell you one thing and demonize anything, right? Because we always hear Apple's no longer good, Tesla's gonna fall apart. He went on Rogan and smoked weed. How could they let an executive do this, right? And they'll tell you that they're shorting it publicly and then privately buying the hell out of it. So yeah. There's a wealth gap even in crypto that people don't talk about. And that's what I was saying, even with AMC prior, GameStop, the funds weren't buying it. The people who worked at the funds were privately buying it.
Yeah, we talked about that with Jamie Dimon. We were like, this outspoken up against it, outspoken
kudos
against it.
Kudos to JP Morgan and how Jamie Dimon. We love you dearly.
And then investing in it,
yeah,
right, secretly. So it was just like, yeah. we know how this works. Yeah. It's a cycle.
And publicly, no one is obligated to tell you the strategy when their competitors are listening. I may be the only person on earth that'll tell you everything, like, and then let you use it against me. It's not. You have to understand this is economic warfare, and especially in crypto with the gains being so high. I talked about it when we was on stage with DeFerg and Waka, like it's a tool of liberation. So mm-hmm. if this is a war, why would I tell you my strategy in real time?
A tool of liberation. I like that.
Yeah. Like that. So it's just important to keep in mind.
There's a trial going on. And so again, if you haven't checked it out, I'll put the article up and maybe put it on YouTube. So there's a trial to try to figure out who the creator of Bitcoin is.
They know who it is. I've been telling
so you. So there's a family they're on trial now. They're saying that it's two people. Mm-hmm. Their dead relative was one and his partner who's still alive. And so they're trying to get the partner to come to the trial for the money. They're saying that the battle is over it's over 1 million Bitcoins, which is the equivalent of $64 billion. Mm-hmm. And so they're saying that this is the week that we could potentially find out who Satoshi Nomotomo is.
Have you seen Blacklist or Scandal?
I have seen Scandal. Blacklist, yeah. I didn't. That you watched that?
Yeah.
No, it's Scandal. Yeah, Scandal. My dad used to watch Blacklist a lot.
Yeah, like B613 and get to him before it makes sense. I never left it out until they wanted to be known. But I've gave you guys some clues before. It is Satoshi Nakamoto is an entity. It's not a one person. And people are like, no, he doesn't. Yeah. Trust me.
Shout out to Satoshi.
my graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.